Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Death by unnatural causes.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda. Yet his death does not mark the end of our effort.
President Barack Obama announcing a U.S. covert operation killed Osama bin Laden in a mansion deep inside Pakistan. A cautiously triumphant president, exuberant celebrations around the world, markets rebounding, and an alert from Washington to expect an al-Qaeda response. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's Monday, May 2nd. We'll go live to Celeste Headlee, my co-host at Ground Zero, in just a moment. But the mission to get Osama bin Laden began, in theory, moments after the attack on the World Trade Center back in 2001. But the details of the operation that finally brought him down began 6 years ago with an interrogation at Guantanamo Bay. It ends with the most hunted man in the world killed in a hail of bullets in a mansion in Pakistan. Here's some of the details, as far as we can tell, how the U.S. finally got Osama bin Laden. Detainees at Gitmo hand over a pseudonym for one of Osama bin Laden's couriers to American interrogators. 6 years later, the CIA tracks the courier to a heavily secured compound an hour north of the Pakistani capital of Islamabad. Intelligence officials knew they were onto something, which they see in the million-dollar home because it has no telephone or internet access, and garbage is burned instead of collected at the facility. After 6 weeks of meetings with his national security team, President Obama greenlights the mission to take bin Laden out. And yesterday, Navy SEALs aboard two Black Hawk helicopters stormed the compound. The order given on Friday, the green light on Sunday, the entire operation takes less than 40 minutes.
No Americans were harmed. They took care to avoid civilian casualties. After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body.
We are told that U.S. officials have used facial imaging and other methods to identify the body. And we're also told that Osama bin Laden's body was buried at sea after it was taken into the custody of the Navy SEAL team. Word of the death rippling around the world, crowds starting to gather at the White House in Lafayette Square, also at Ground Zero here in New York. There were crowds in Times Square. We go live now to Ground Zero, where my co-host Celeste Headlee is in a crowd near Church Street and Vesey, right in downtown Manhattan. Celeste?
Hi, and I'm here with Rob Dorman, a retired fireman who was actually working at the World Trade Center site on the date of 9/11, and in fact stayed there for 3 months or so afterward, right, Rob?
Yes, that's correct.
And you yourself it's not ended for you, this story. You have lingering health problems, and as do your colleagues.
Yes, myself, I've lost friends after 9/11. I continue to lose friends, and there's no closure, I don't see. You know, today feels like there's a little redemption here, but for the most part, I don't think it's going to fully close everything for a lot of guys in the fire department. But it continues. The pain continues every day, as well as the police department and Port Authority, along with the country, you know.
And yet you drove an hour and a half with your fiancé to get down here. Why?
I just felt like I had to do something. Obviously, I wasn't going to go to sleep tonight. Too many emotions going through my head. I just felt like I needed to be somewhere, and a friend of mine called me up, said he was coming down to work in the fire department, and I just felt like, all right, you know, I'll go down too and be where I was, you know, almost 10 years ago.
That's a retired fireman, Rob Dorman. And you know, yesterday I'm told that there was quite a festive atmosphere late last night. This morning it's turned into a more pensive, contemplative mood here among the people gathered.
Live from Ground Zero, co-host Celeste Headlee. Part of our coverage all morning long of the reaction to the death of bin Laden. Quickly on markets, futures are up. The Dow expected to open positively in the aftermath of this news. You can be a part of this conversation as well. 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Osama bin Laden dead at a mansion in Pakistan.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.